And we're back with segment three of our Songs of Dubious Fandom show. I'm Anthony.
I'm Adrian. You know, Songs of Dubious Fandom is pretty much the mildest that we can describe the following three tracks. They're really songs that are objectionable because of misogyny. First band coming up is Theory of a Dead Man. This band has been described as the kind of band that you'd want to listen to if you think that Nickelback is too sophisticated for you. So let's give it a go.
When I first saw you standing there, you know, was a little hard not to stare. So nervous when I drove you home, I know, being apart's a little hard to bear. Send some flowers to your work and hopes that I'd have you in my arms again. We kissed that night before I left, still now, it was something I can never forget.
And that was All or Nothing by Theory of a Dead Man. Now, I really couldn't put some of their more objectionable content on there. I do encourage you to find out what I'm talking about. But coming up next, we've got Mr. Chad Kroeger and Nickelback with a really, really objectionable song, but yet something that I could still put on the radio, which does goes to show that they are, in fact, more sophisticated than Theory of a Dead Man, surprisingly.
I like your pants around your feet. On your knees, and I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease, and I love the places that we go. You are. is on your chest. And I like the way you like me best. And I like the way I'm not impressed. Why you put me to the test? I like the white stains on your dress. And I love the way you pass the check. And I love the good times that you wreck. The good times that you wreck. And I love your lack of self-respect. While you're passed out on the deck, I love my hands around your neck. Ooh, and now I know who you are. It wasn't that hard just to figure you who are. On your knees, and I like the way you still say please while you're looking up at me. You're like my favorite damn disease. And I hate the places that we go.
This is Adrian.
And this is Anthony, thinking they might want to get somebody intelligent like David Lee Roth to help them with lyrics.
So really, Anthony, tell us how you feel about that absolute display of class from Mr. Kroger.
It's what I expected and even more.
Funnily enough, it's not really the worst. You know, I really couldn't go on the radio with their really worst stuff. So, you know, this is a little bit milder than what they're really capable of. But coming up is a song by Mr. Kroger's better half, Mrs. Avril Lavigne. And this song, I don't know if it's, you know, if it's clapbacks or a song, you know, kind of letting him know how she feels about the previous song. Or this one features Nicki Minaj as well, which is much more acceptable.
The top. I'm a babe, I'm a boss, and I'm making this money. I can flip like a switch, and I cut like a blade. I can sting like a bee, but I'm sweeter than honey. And I'm quick as a whip, so get out of my way. Come and get it now. I ain't no dumb blonde. I ain't no stupid Barbie doll. I got my game on. Watch me, watch me, watch me prove you wrong. I ain't no dumb blonde. Cherry bomb, I'll be your icon. Watch me, watch me, watch me prove you.
won the cup. Came through heavy on it in a Bentley truck. Uh-huh. It was me, young Avril, security tuck. Okay. In the back just in case one of y'all run up. One of y'all, all of y'all be stuck. Uh-huh. When you see a young queen in the flesh, what's up? What all up? That hating you was doing got the Barbie popping. Now all of them want to be a Barbie, I'm watching. But you never gonna stop me, never gonna top me. Millions on millions, they never gonna dot me. I am the prototype, the pink print. Uh-huh. No, I don't want no frauds, wink, wink.
That was Mrs. Avril Lavigne with Nicki Minaj on that song, and I think it was a nice comeback. I don't know that we've got enough of that going on. Unfortunately, Mrs. Lavigne probably should have made better choices in life than go with Mr. Kroger, but that's just my opinion.
That was the best song of the three that we played in that set for sure.
Yes. All right, folks. We'll be right back.